Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Roxanne Roberts at the Washington Post says that introverts say that during the last year, there was more time alone, more peace, and less of the pressures of people they find so draining.
Yeah, I did see that, but I'm not an introvert in the classic sense at all. But I don't, what are you going to do, stay in your house all the time?
This has been a time when introverts have enjoyed it.
Yeah,
they struggle other times or, you know, in regular life.
Well, that's
and they have enjoyed this. Now, they are excited about seeing family and close friends in person, eating out, traveling, and whatnot, but they are not looking forward to the forced small talk, the big parties, the noisy open offices, and those damned extroverts who think introverts should try harder.
Well, you don't get in their face. But I don't think you and Todd are true introverts at all.
We're talking about introverts in general.
You always say you are. I don't think you're definitely not.
I think we're a situation.
You could not do this job being an introvert. You couldn't
introvert
do this
Introvert and writer Andre Solo says, it's like being paroled for a year and then being told, actually, you're going back to prison.
See,
and
you
are wrong about that, Tyler. Man. Introverts are known for doing jobs like this and being introverts. That's a thing.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
You can still function socially.
Yeah, you guys can. A lot of introverts can.
A lot of times we'd rather not. Right.
Not every introvert enjoyed their time away from the public. Some of those spending 24/7 with family members or roommates were much more stressed.
Of course they were.
Yeah.
Zoom calls feel like a performance. You're constantly monitoring yourself, feeling self-conscious, using a lot of mental energy, they say.
I can't wait till commercials are not Zoom meetings anymore.
Oh, I know.
Everything I see, every commercial production,
right,
it looks like a Zoom meeting now. Yeah. So I'll be glad when that's all over.
Right.
I've noticed that there are the TV shows and commercials, they're starting to figure out ways to creatively shoot things where it doesn't have to be a split screen type of thing.
I told you this isn't a commercial, but the new Brian Regan special, Brian Regan on the Rocks, was shot at Red Rocks, and the audience has masks on, but they very rarely see them, and they just show him the whole time. Once in a while, there's an angle on the side because obviously Red Rocks, but they don't, you know, because we've all seen Red Rock concerts on TV, they want to show the audience because the way it's level, the way it's cool, but they don't show them. So I think people are just getting tired of seeing people with masks going anywhere.
Yeah.
Know? But
I mean,
and that doesn't mean you shouldn't wear them, by the way.
But I mean, the show I'm thinking of is The Walking Dead. Came back, they put out 6 new episodes here just recently.
But is The Walking Dead in current times? Why would you worry about a mask when you're dead?
No. It's not in the plot line, they had to shoot it during COVID time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That what they did was, you could tell, they focused on smaller storylines where there were only a few people involved.
You could tell. So it wasn't about 1,000, wasn't 100 dead people walking at once?
Right.
Okay.
Right. They would focus on maybe 2 or 3 characters and just really dig deep into that storyline instead of having big, large cast.
I love that they do that. And the show's about a global pandemic where actually people come back as zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read yesterday, even though I'm only on season 7, because Shameless wrapped up on Sunday, that they actually acknowledge the pandemic.
All the whole time.
Yeah, in the last season.
This whole season, yeah. They have masks on. They take them off when they're talking to each other, and it's random, but there's masks hanging down necks when they're not talking. Yeah. It's in the storyline the whole time.
That's
COVID
good.
Plays a big part this last season.
Yeah. And doesn't ruin it. Doesn't ruin the season.
No, the article I read was gave me a few spoilers, but I'm still going to watch it.
You know what? They don't do it. I watch that show, The Conners, and my wife and I watch it. It's Roseanne without Roseanne, which is why it's really good. they do it this whole season. They wear masks and do stuff. Now, I did watch the first episode of that Home Economics, and that's just in another cool world where it doesn't exist, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I'm going to hang with that show.
Yeah,
it's
a funny show. Yeah.
I liked it.
But I like the fact that there's a few TV shows that acknowledge it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sign of the times.
Yeah.
Well, if it's
well,
a show
I've
like-
seen there's a lot of procedurals you'll see. I can tell they have masks on. I don't watch those shows. The CSIs, those
courtroom ones.
They acknowledge the stuff's happening.
Yeah, if your show is set in current times like that, you kind of have to, you know.
I'll be glad when that's over, though.
As one introvert on Twitter put it, now that I'm fully vaccinated, I just want you to know that I still won't be able to make that thing because I don't want to come.
Well, you don't have to be an introvert, not the show, but things, believe me.
Or I mean, not want to go someplace.
I've been doing that. The older I get, I shouldn't say, I just don't want to waste my time with things I don't want to do. Now, sometimes that doesn't jive well with people you hang out with or you live with. But I'm not going to do that.
Introverts can be very engaging, but it's draining. The science says that extroverts are less sensitive to dopamine, the feel-good chemical that affects the brain's pleasure center, and they require more stimulation to be happy and energized. For introverts, a little dopamine goes a long way, and too much of anything can be exhausting.
Yeah. Little dope goes a long
way. That's
what
I thought. That's all I heard was a little. The difference I know, a little dope goes a long way.
Yeah, that means extroverts need more dope.
Yeah. Is there somebody that's in the middle of those? You're either one or the other? See, I don't really understand.
Yeah, well, of course there's degrees.
Yeah.
I don't think I would consider myself either an introvert or extrovert
You're not an introvert. You're not an introvert. I know that.
I do enjoy just.
Well, that doesn't mean you're not. Yeah, people enjoy their alone time.
But that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't call myself either an extrovert or an introvert all the time. I don't know what that makes me.
Like the rest of us?
Yeah,
most people?
Like most people.
Well, even then, they said introverts, they can handle people, but it's just for short periods of time, and it's just exhausting and draining. And you just leave. And people turn around and
sometimes
say,
introverts
there's
are
Craig. No, I guess he's not.
I was going to say, that's called a Craig exit.
Right.
There you go.
Hey, Craig's over. No.
He's done.
No, he left. Yeah.
He's drained.
Right. He left.
Yeah. No, Tyler used to be the master of the ghost.
Well, yeah, I did do that. But it wasn't because I was an introvert, just because I wanted to get the hell out of there.
You wanted
I never understood
to leave.
Why to say. But listen, this is anybody. If you have to leave a party and you have to walk around an hour saying, why do that? It's just stupid.
Well, I mean.
Tell the host, I'm out of here, or not. Just leave.
You should tell the host, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's usually not even a party. It was a bar or something like that. I got no problem with, like, Craig. Ghost. Because if you, come on, why are you leaving? Nobody wants to hear that.
Oh, it takes forever to say goodbye. God. See you tomorrow.
Why are you leaving? I always say, because that. Because you're asking me, why are you leaving?
Yeah, it sucks that people like you and want you to stay around. Yeah.
They're lying.
It's 10 o'clock at night. I'm out.
They are lying.
Right.
They just don't want to sit there and drink, you know, with the people that are left.
You mean the people they came with?
For instance.
Well, you want to talk to somebody new. You know, I noticed that. I mean, we don't have this. I mean, we got to get out. You got to get something out of your system. These people that's been in their house the whole time. I mean, that would just suck. I know I'm talking to some of them right now. Sorry, man.
Yeah. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Driverless pizza delivery coming to parts of Southeast Texas. Domino's announced a new pilot program to bring robot car delivery to their Woodland Heights store in Houston.
I saw some photos of that. Is this actually happening now?
Yeah.
Or was I looking at a prototype?
And it has been.
You walk out and push in your code and the door opens. You can take your pizza out, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's not even delivery. That means you have to go out.
You got to tip the robot?
You have to go out.
As in a cow or a person?
Yes, and throw somebody a little extra cash.
That's all. No, that's all on the. That's all on the app anymore. Oh, you don't, there's no cash exchanges. You can give somebody you want some, but I get Grubhub all the time. They take a photo, put in your thing, and they leave. You know,
would they still prefer a cash tip?
Doesn't matter. It's on the app, and you know, my daughter's done some. My daughter's done some. She signed up for a Grubhub. And she's making some bank. She goes out for an hour or so, brings back $50. I think, well, whatever, man. They don't respond. They don't come out. You're not supposed to talk to them, Todd.
Yeah, I don't think it's
because I've actually opened the door with my mask on, and the guy's kind of walking away, and he just keeps walking. I go, hey, thanks. You know, that's why it's called no contact.
Yeah, I don't think
no problem with that.
I don't think you can get militant about that if you're the driver these days. You know,
no.
Like, I want a cash tip. No, that's not how it works anymore.
No, it isn't how it works anymore.
Well, it's
sorry.
Now they do appreciate that.
Sure,
they do. They're not even there. They don't. I get this more.
Or
than
they would.
I guarantee you, I do this more than anybody.
I guarantee that.
I'm there 2-3 times a week. We've done this over.
So how does that work? Who pays your daughter? Grubhub or the restaurant?
Goes right to her Venmo in the app.
Okay.
Everybody, it's paid. It shows up on her app that night. You know, whatever tip she made and whatever Grubhub pays an hour, I forget what it is. I might, I don't know the details. But, it's
if
easy.
If you cared, you would know.
Yeah. I just cared. Actually, I like that it's no contact for her.
Right.
You know.
And you like her making money because then she's asking you for less.
Yeah. Well, she's actually pretty good about that. It's the boy that is the
get a job.
Give me money, right.
No concept.
Yeah. None. No concept of cash, my son. None.
Yeah, and I'm not speaking specifically about that kid.
Yeah, well, you should be.
No. But we all have one kid who is like that.
But we are familiar.
Yes, no concept.
Wait a minute. I only got one kid.
You better hope it's not her.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If we all have one and I only have one, I think I'm doomed.
One that you know about.
Yeah. Puss getting around. That's why you didn't want a second one. He's already got one out there. Is that what you're trying to say? Okay. Is that the rumor?
My Adam?
Puss's Adam. But Todd knew that kid was out there somewhere. So I still think it sucks. You have to walk out to the car, hit the code, man. This is why you get delivery. It shows up at your damn door. Yeah. What if you have and by the way, if you have an apartment complex, that means you're going to get downstairs and walk out to the parking lot.
What a hassle.
It is a hassle.
Well,
that's why it's called
delivery.
That's why it's called delivery.
I want it at my door.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't want to put it. Still getting delivered, just not as far as you would like it.
Should be cheaper.
Still a job killer.
It is a job killer also.
And it's a parallel. I mean, my wife works for a furniture store in town. You pay less for what they call driveway delivery.
Yes, you do.
We'll drop it off at your driveway. The rest is yours.
Yeah, I don't do that either because that sucks. This is something small.
But it should be the same in this situation.
Right.
You pay less because we're not going to walk up to your door.
Yeah, but I don't want
to freeze. What if you fall back to sleep, too? I mean, there's a lot of situations where you order pizza where you're really not. You forget, that's right, I ordered a pizza.
Some people might be impaired when they order the pizza.
Is the guy beep his horn out front? The robot? Probably not.
I'm sure they let you know they're there.
But what if you're. A door knocker.
Phone communication.
Yeah. But a door knocker or doorbell always. Who's that? Oh, that's right. I ordered pizza.
Yeah.
We've all done that.
We have.
Yes.
Is it Grubhub or do they all. Are they all able to track? Because I don't know. It's DoorDash, I think, the one that we use the most often. It will track. It'll say.
Oh, it shows where you're at. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A little picture of the person delivering it and everything. Yeah.
Right. Because he's en route or she's en route right now.
Right.
10 minutes away.
Man. I mean, I delivered pizza in college, but obviously that's before apps and before anything like that. You had to knock at the door, they come out,
invite you into the party.
Well, sometimes, yeah, that was a problem.
Dude with his robe hanging open.
Well, no, a chick once, but and a dude was really kind of friendly, like probably wanted me to come in.
And you didn't bang that chick?
Mm. It wasn't like she was hitting on me. She was like her dude was in the background. It was one of those, hey, come on in. Yeah, they were getting all drunk and hammered.
Oh, they wanted you to join them.
And did the dude that liked you kind of invite you to like a cabin in Arizona?
No, I didn't do that.
And then you'd go along innocently thinking it's just about camping.
Yeah. And getting high.
Right. Yeah. Oh, he's just a nice
guy. High with this
guy.
Old man who likes my dolphin shorts.
You got anything you used to sweat in?
Right. it is being alleged that an American man might have to spend 3 years in prison in Dubai because he smoked some weed in Vegas.
What?
An attorney for Peter Clark says the man got to Dubai days after smoking weed in Vegas. He was admitted to a hospital for pancreatitis. During this incident, doctors found hash in his urine and reported it to the authorities. It is considered to be possession in the UAE, the United Arab Emirates.
So he's actually a... Well, I don't get this. He's in Vegas still.
No.
No, he's in Dubai by the time he hits the hospital.
Right. And he peed
dirty. Smoked weed in Dubai. In Vegas.
Every time they show
flew
these...
to Dubai, got pancreatitis, tested positive for the weed in Dubai. That means that he has weed. He is in possession of weed. He was arrested, held in a cell, now awaits his fate in a hotel room.
So if you have THC in your urine, that's considered in possession of weed in Dubai.
Yes.
Yeah, they were doing a story. I was watching one of those shows my wife watches about realtors in L.A., and this woman was flying to Dubai to sell some expensive. It's one of the most expensive cities in the world, by the way. Beautiful, shiny, because everybody's got a lot of cash there because of oil and everything. And I have no interest in those kind of those cities or countries because you go to jail for anything. If you flew there top with weed in your system, which there would be, and you do something.
Yeah, you fall and break your leg.
They do something. Instance, anything could happen.
You get the pancreatitis.
Or just anything, right. And then also they test your pee, and you're here in Dubai, and you peed hash. I just picture actual hash laying in piss when I hear
Why'd you bring hash here, man?
Yeah, there's a lot of places I probably won't visit just because of the culture clash.
Yeah,
the culture,
you don't know. You spit outside, we're going to spank you 16 times and put you in a stockade. You don't know these rules.
Right. What's the place that...
That's more of a fetish thing. I think I was projecting on that one. Thank you, Craig.
What are these?
Hey, I spit over here. I understand you don't do graffiti. I thought they shouldn't have caned that kid. I know he was an ass years ago, but I realize you don't go do graffiti, but there are other little weird laws in these countries. You scare the hell out of me.
Yeah.
You don't know. Oh, you touched your girlfriend on the side of the boob and you're drunk at the bar. Bang.
Yeah, or the way you dress.
Oh, yeah. Cargo shorts, jail.
Yeah, the kid in was it Singapore?
Yeah, that was years ago. But
right,
I remember Americans saying, "Hey, you don't do stuff, you don't get spat." Shut up! They caned the guy. He was a dumbass kid.
I think he spit some gum out or something.
Yeah. He did some. He spray painted somebody.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a caning. Yeah.
But there are other countries where you hear of little things that you wouldn't even think about.
You wouldn't think
twice about doing, and then all of a sudden, you've broken the law and you're in jail for 8 years.
Right. Yeah, we talked to Dr. Ed about that. He used to fly over there all the time, but Dr. Ed could just walk around looking like a Middle Eastern person.
Brown enough. He was brown enough.
Brown enough, right.
To just blend in.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of ugly Americans that go over there.
Maybe not Dubai.
Don't respect the culture
But you don't
at all.
Know. But you don't. That's not, that doesn't mean you don't know. I mean, respect, like you said, hawking a loogie somewhere. Even in like the grass, bang. You don't know the culture.
You'd have to do some extensive reading if you were going to a country like that.
If you had to go for business. No, I told you that story. I met a guy that was a traveling baseball team, played my son's team. They were from, they were based in that area, in Saudi Arabia, I believe he's from. And he's an American. He's over there for oil. And they put together a team. They barnstormed the U.S. and my son's team played them. I was talking to him and his wife, and they're Americans. He was out of the country for business. She had to get her license renewed. He wasn't there to sign off on it. Their 13-year-old son had to sign off. So he had to sign off on his mom getting a license.
Because he was the head of the household, at that point.
Since the guy was
his
out.
Dad was gone.
So there you go, ladies.
The oldest male.
There you go, ladies. Right.
Yeah, you need a man's permission to drive over there.
Right.
Even if it's your 13-year-old son.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
As long as he's a dude.
Well, your 13-year-old son's going to shake you down there, isn't he? what's it worth to you, Mom?
Yeah, we're going to have to. This will be a negotiation, Mom. We'll come to an agreement, but I'm going to need something from you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.